Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts at patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
Hi, everyone.
I'm just doing this for the entire episode.
Sure.
Hello, everyone.
My name is David Bell.
My name is Tom Ryman.
And we just watched Extraction.
Extraction.
About extracting.
This is an extraction.
So who are the players?
Biggest drug lord in India versus biggest drug lord in Bangladesh.
Some mythic shit, huh?
It's a kidnapping. Drug lord's son. Clock's running at 16 hours. Proof of life as of 6 hours ago.
It's about, it's just pulling things out of people's rectums.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a movie about the dangers of sexual adventurism.
Yeah, as is all movies.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. A Netflix?
This is
a Netflix with the Hemsworth.
Yeah, produced by the Russo brothers.
Okay, and it
written by the Russos.
Right, and it just came out.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of Extraction?
I really liked it.
That's cool. I didn't hate it. I was very bored.
Really?
Yeah. I almost fell asleep.
How much of this can we hang on you not feeling well?
No, it's not that. It's nothing against the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my main point that's going to be is that there's nothing in this movie I haven't seen before.
That's true.
And because of the fact that the characters aren't particularly amazingly developed, or they're all very serious. David Harbour was kind of my favorite character.
He was amazing.
And then he vanished from the film.
Yeah.
So there wasn't that much for me to like glom onto. So I started drifting from the film because the action was like good, but again, it was just sort of it's like the Bourne thing where it's like after a while movies just start doing the shaky cam action sequences. And you sort of like, I sort of just drifted off because I was like, I've seen it.
Okay.
It's not a bad film.
I mean, that's fair. I think I'm a sucker for well choreographed action sequences.
And this has a lot of them.
This has a lot of them, and they're all great. They're all well staged.
Yeah.
I can see how you would just be like, well, it's stuff that I've already seen. And yeah, that's true. But
and I think the problem is when you combine that with the characters, they didn't do much because it's clearly like an action director doing it.
He's a stuntman, actually. He's a stunt performer on the Avengers movies.
Right. And if you're not pushing the envelope with the stunts,
mm-hmm.
and if you're not pushing the envelope with the plot, then it's just like, this is fine. Like, it's fine. It's totally fine. But I just got bored.
Oh, well, I disagree.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. I can't condemn this film.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
in terms of something different, I liked that essentially who is for the first three quarters of the movie his primary antagonist, the bad guy that has to go get the kid. You feel for that guy as well because it's like,
well, okay.
He doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, what was happening there? Because I felt like there wasn't... I was trying to figure out the conflict because... So the plot is that Chris Hemsworth needs to extract a kid. There's a kid and he's the son of a drug dealer and he gets kidnapped by the rival drug dealer.
Yes.
And then the father of the kid goes to this other guy and he's like, you better fucking get him out or else I'm going to kill your family. So he doesn't have the money to do it. So he pays the Chris Hemsworth company to, mm-hmm. or he offers to pay them to extract the kid. He tells them that he's going to pay them.
Yeah, he pays like half.
Right, and he needs to pay the other half. And then he's like, yeah, I don't have any money. And then at that point, he starts like attacking Chris Hemsworth.
Yes.
And is the idea that he's trying to save the kid now?
Yes.
And that's, I guess that's when I was like, once Chris Hemsworth was like, I'm just trying to help this kid. Mm-hmm. And I guess he, that's what he does. But it was weird he didn't do it earlier. It was one of those moments where I was like, I think everybody just needs to talk.
Yes. Yeah.
Like I think they just need to call each other and be like, wait, you're also rescuing the kid? That's what I'm doing. Okay, well, let's just do it together. And that's what ultimately happens.
Yeah, but you got to understand from his standpoint, the guy who is essentially the drug dealer's like consigliere,
yeah.
That he's making go get the kid himself because they don't have the money to actually pay this team right. of mercenaries. He has no idea that Chris Hemsworth is a good guy. He just knows he's a mercenary hired.
Yeah, that's so what I mean. Everybody just needs to talk it out.
Right. But yeah. Like, why would you stop and talk to the person you just ripped off? He is going to assume that Chris Hemsworth is just going to kill the kid or abandon the kid when they don't get paid.
Yeah.
And in point of fact, that's what they
threaten him with. I'm not pointing out a plot hole or anything. It was just a frustration I had while watching. I was like, ah, come on, guys.
Yeah, you just need to talk.
Yeah, what the hell?
And then they do.
Yeah.
And then they team up.
Yeah, and then they go over a bridge. And Chris Hemsworth protects the kid. And spoilers, he gets shot. This whole time they have him like... having these real, he's a real action hero stereotype.
Yes.
He's got the, like, I'm thinking about some little kid and you're like, oh, that's totally your kid who died.
Yeah. That's your dead kid.
And he's all boozy and he's all,
you're thinking about your dead kid.
Yeah.
I can see it in your face.
Yeah. And so it gives him motivation to help this other kid. And then, he gets, shot in the neck and he falls off a bridge, and then he dies, and then the kid moves on and he's like at school. I don't know what his life is like at that point. And the movie does something I thought was very funny, is he dives in the water and you're wondering why the movie's still going, and he emerges from the water and there's like a out of focus, possibly Hemsworth shaped figure behind him.
Yes.
And then the movie ends. And the movie was like, oh, he could be still alive. And all I thought was like, no, he's not. He got shot in the neck and fell off a bridge. He is not alive, movie.
Okay. But he could be.
Yeah, no, he can't. He got shot through the neck and fell off a bridge.
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah.
Right in off India. That bridge.
Yeah. He is dead.
Yeah, the scene where they go into the sewer, I was just like, oh my god. Like,
oh yeah, I was thinking about all the open wounds,
all the cuts he's got. It's like the foulest sewer I've seen in a movie.
Oh yeah.
And then at the end of the scene, you see these two rats swimming toward the camera, and they're just the happiest rats.
Oh yeah, they're having a great time. They're using turds as canoes.
Yep, just living their rat lives.
Mm-hmm.
Paddling along in a river of shit.
That always happens every time there's a sewer scene in a movie where it's like, oh, any open cuts, like they would pass out from the, like the stench of the piss.
Right. Cause the sewers, I believe in Bangladesh, I could be wrong about this, but they're, it's not treated. So that's like just garbage and runoff and sewage.
The stories I've heard from my dad who went there in the 70s are pretty horrific in terms of that stuff, but that's like the 70s, so it's like, who knows?
Yeah, that's 50 years ago.
Exactly. So it's like, who knows what it's like today or what anything.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just know that standing in a bunch of shit is not a...
It's a good way to get a staph infection.
Yeah, I feel like would the fumes, like, I feel like you'd pass out from that. I feel you couldn't breathe.
You definitely throw up the instant you got in there.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way you wouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
It would be, like, reflexive.
It's the porta potty. You ever been in a porta potty and you're like, I'm having trouble breathing. This is...
Yeah.
I hate this.
Like a full-up porta potty at like a hot music festival.
Oh, yeah. That's the stuff.
Baking in the summer heat. Yeah.
Oh God,
it's like
yeah.
It's like a tall glass of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting in the sun.
Right. And if it's like an overnight festival, I've done overnight festivals where it's like porta potties are just, that's where, that's your comfort. That's where you're, that's where you're shitting for days.
So you're going to lay your head.
Yep. That we're definitely going to clean that. So in a lot of ways, I'm like Chris Hemsworth.
You are. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get rescued by, David Harbour in cargo shorts.
Mm-hmm. Ah, David Harbour.
And he's smuggling you in his car.
I had nothing against David Harbour. He looks great. I cannot believe he can fight Chris Hemsworth. Maybe that's just because of the Hopper factor, where it's like, I know him as that character.
Mm-hmm.
So watching him, but he's swole up. Like, he's not.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Yeah.
And I mean, Chris Hemsworth is Thor.
Yeah,
but,
it's mostly casting issues. It's watching Hopper fight Thor. And I'm like, I don't know.
Well, but you also got to take, like, also Hemsworth has been fighting all day. He's been shot a few times.
That's true.
And, like, Harbour is fresh. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was, their fight scene was a whole lot of fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Just watching these two fucking bears wrestle.
Right. Yeah, that was pretty great. Because the idea is Hemsworth, he gets picked up by a friend who he calls in to help him.
Mm-hmm.
And then his friend, they hang out. They're enjoying themselves. And his friend is kind of like, hey, you should kill the kid. They're going to torture him. And then it becomes very clear that he's just being paid by the bad guy mm-hmm. to get the kid. And he's like, I'll do it. I'll shoot the kid.
Yeah.
And then they wrestle. They wrestle. Like a couple of grizzlies.
Like a couple. Like
and the
couple
kid comes downstairs and shoots David Harbour instead. And
he does.
That, I was like, oh, here's David Harbour. Oh, no, there
and
he goes.
And there he goes.
Oh, that's a shame.
It was a great use of David Harbour, though.
Yeah. I could have used more. I feel like there were too many characters. There were a lot of threads that I was like, oh man, I don't know why this is in here. I mean, probably my favorite scene that's still probably not necessary because of the weird subplot of the child soldiers.
Yeah.
And the kid, because the bad guy is established because he's just tossing kids off a roof.
Yeah. He hurls that kid
tossing.
Off a building. Yeah.
Yeah. Because one of them stole his money.
Yeah.
And then this kid speaks up and says he does a trope. This movie's filled with tropes. And he does the trope of the person you were looking for is the person you just killed.
Yeah.
And then the bad guy's like, I like you, kid. You're going to cut off your fingers for me.
Yeah. cut off your fingers and come work for me.
Yeah. And then the kid doesn't have to cut off his fingers and he goes and works for him. And there's this thread where he's trying to kill Chris Hemsworth the whole time. And spoilers, he does.
Yeah, he shoots him in the neck.
But it results in one of my favorite scenes, which is that when the child soldiers just suddenly attack Chris Hemsworth in the alleyway and he has no problem with them.
No, he beats the shit out of some kids in this movie.
Yeah, and it made me think I would have loved this whole movie to be child soldiers against Chris Hemsworth and the conflict to be Chris Hemsworth like, they're trying to kill me, but I'm not going to kill a kid. So he just keeps like knocking their heads together and stuffing them in trash cans. Like just him bullying these kids who are trying to kill him.
Really, really bullying the child soldiers.
Yeah.
He does slap that one kid a few times.
He does.
And tells him to
piss
off.
He slams a kid's head in a door.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He punches a 9-year-old in the stomach.
Yeah.
It's hard the kid flies back.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's not hard to punch a kid backwards if they're all little.
It's true.
And they're all malnourished. They're all like, it's just, Chris Hemsworth very easily beating on these kids.
Yep. Beating on these poor street children.
Yeah. Should have been the whole film.
Yeah.
I would have watched that whole thing.
Change the title from Extraction to How Many Children Can Chris Hemsworth Defeat?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is loads. Loads. Yeah. He can beat up children all day.
Yeah. It's just going to be, it starts with a white screen and an announcer comes on and he's like, we have we have 3,000 children waiting here, and we're just going to start sending them at Chris Hemsworth. And then it just cuts to him in a field,
yeah.
And he's like, hi, I'm Chris Hemsworth. I don't know why I'm here. The producer, they paid me to stand here. I guess we're doing a shot. I don't know what's going on. And then these kids start running at him, and he's like, oh, I don't want to hurt these kids. And then he has to, or they'll kill him.
The movie will be as long as it is.
Yeah, as long as it needs to be.
As long as it takes.
It's just Chris Hemsworth just crying and hitting kids,
yep,
that are trying to kill him.
Toppling this pyramid of children. Mm-hmm.
Being like, I didn't want to do this. I didn't want to do this. You didn't tell me this was the movie.
Nobody told me this was going to happen, yeah. As he breaks a kid's arm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe every now and then the confetti dumps everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can have fun with it. See, that's the movie I want.
I mean, that would, yeah, I want both to exist.
Okay.
Because I like this movie.
Yeah.
But I definitely see the appeal of the scene where he's just wailing on some children.
Yeah. Just Hemsworth just kicking the asses of children. I don't know.
There's like a 10-minute car chase. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Again, I seen it. It was cool. Like, I was looking up the Warner shot in this, and it's made up. The director said, like, oh, yeah, it's a lot of cuts. And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's just, I seen it. So, I don't know. It was good. Yeah, I liked some of the shots in there.
Yeah.
Some of the stunts.
I mean, all the stunt work is great.
I like that it's like a car chase that goes into. I liked when it briefly went to the point of view of the SWAT guys.
Yes,
looking
that was
for
great.
Hemsworth.
I really liked that scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he stabs that guy's soul out of his body. By the way,
which guy?
The SWAT team member that we briefly shift to his viewpoint. Like, remember, he goes out to the stairwell and looks, and he can see on all floors of the apartment building that the rest of the SWAT team is moving around. And then
right. He
starts moving down the hallway, and a wild Hemsworth appears and just cuts his throat off of his body.
Hmm.
You remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he like stabs him like four times, and it was like, well, I like think the one time.
Yeah,
good.
He cuts his throat, stabs him in the neck several times, and then cuts his throat again.
The guy's like, why do you hate my neck so much? Yeah,
I don't know you. Why is this so personal?
Yeah.
We've never met, I swear. Yeah, I thought that sequence was cool. Like the car chase into the building and then back into a car chase. And then it ends with an explosion like all car chases should.
Yeah. Wait, is that the helicopter? Or no.
The truck.
They bail out of the truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was neat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the knife fight in the street with the consigliere, where they both end up getting hit by cars.
Yeah, well, I would say one of them gets hit by a car, the other one gets hit by Chris Hemsworth driving
in a truck.
Yeah, that doesn't count. I liked the idea that because we're in the middle of this fake Warner, and I like that it kept going after that.
Mm-hmm.
That you think it's gonna, you think, okay, this is how it ends, and then they go back into cars. That was neat.
Yeah.
And I bet there's some cool ways they did that. I haven't actually looked it up. I just know there was just a bunch of cuts.
A
bunch of smushed together shots, which is, yeah, it's to be expected.
Yeah. Man.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying, Tom. This movie, I didn't hate it. Again, I just got bored. It's very average. It's not. It's
really?
Fine.
You think it's average?
Yeah. Tell me something that was exceptional about it. The action was very good.
Yeah.
But after the John Wicks, and this is what I'm saying is that if this was made 5 years ago, it would be extremely impressive. But it's sort of just what has already been made at this point.
Right. It's very John Wick and The Raid kind of mushed together.
Yeah. I don't think it had the extra those. For example, when I saw John Wick 3, there's a scene where he's fucking using horses to fight. You know, oh, there's yeah, a scene no, the, where he breaks a guy's neck the, with a book.
The John Wick guys are great at at escalating. Like they know, okay, what can we do to top what we've done previously? And I agree that this movie doesn't do anything that hasn't been done, but it does the things from those movies extremely well, which I think makes it better than an average action movie, because an average action movie to me is something like a VOD Van Damme movie or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, where it's just that's like, not average though anymore, is it?
I don't know.
Because the average action movie now is like a superhero movie.
Yeah. And I think the action in this is better than a lot of superhero movies.
Yeah. Well, because it's legit stunts. I'm never going to not like legit stunts. It's like, this is a weird, it's a weird comparison, is that if you ever gone to like Cirque du Soleil and you've seen like they'll do some of the trapeze stuff or some of the crazy like death defying shit. And then you go to a regular circus and you're like, and they do the same stuff. It's like, it's the same gear. It's the same bit. But it's like, yeah, but you're not like throwing crazy shit at me during this one. And that's what it is that it's all, it feels like it's the same shell, but other movies have just like, have decorated it better. And this, like, it looks so much like other movies. It's got that real brown look. It's got the shaky cam. It's got the like weaving through cars and shooting. Like when they were in the bridge, I was thinking of Den of Thieves and I was like, ah, man, Den of Thieves did this really well. And so it was just that, it was just, it didn't give me anything new. There wasn't a single thing that it offered that I was like, I haven't seen that before, or I haven't seen that plot point before. And so again, I'm not mad at it. I was just not very entertained, I guess. I sort of drifted off because I was like, the one thing I hadn't seen before that was very brief was Chris Hemsworth fighting child soldiers.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, this is new.
And Chris Hemsworth in a wrestling match with David Harbour.
Yeah. And then Chris Hemsworth briefly swinging a man's body and using his legs to kick somebody else. Those are all things that was neat, but it was just that stuff.
There's two moments. During the child fight, Chris Hemsworth grabs one of the kids by the legs and swings him into the side of a car like a baseball bat, and that was incredible. Yeah. And then later on, he picks up a grown man and uses that grown man to decapitate another grown man.
Yeah, he's like, he learned that with the children, and he was like, ah, oh, I'm going to try that.
Oh, I guess I'm strong enough, I can just swing people.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned Den of Thieves. I think the action in this movie is way better than Den of Thieves.
Yeah, but I thought Den of Thieves was a more interesting film.
Maybe.
And like, for example, that action scene, that car scene in Den of Thieves, what made that better is that there were weird stakes. There were people in those cars. There was traffic. They didn't want to get into a gunfight. It was like kind of a brutal situation.
Yeah.
Like there was, the action of this is definitely better than that, but like the moment was better in that. And the characters were better in that. Like, I also, the characters are so serious in this.
Yes, they're extremely serious.
Yeah, as you would be. But it's just, Chris Hemsworth starts as like, he's a broken man looking for jobs. Because he's got a suicide. He's got a death wish.
Yes. Yeah, he's very Martin Riggs.
Yeah.
In that sense. He doesn't act like Three Stooges.
No. See, that would have been cool. He should have.
Maybe, yeah.
But there needed to be a little more personality to him because he's just sort of serious the whole movie. And then the kid, I thought it was going to be like the kid's kind of the comic relief, and he does have a couple funny lines, but rightfully so, the kid's just horrified.
Right. The kid, I liked the kid. I thought the kid was very soulful.
He was terrific. That actor was terrific.
Yeah.
It's the writing. I needed something. Because it's just sort of an escort mission where he keeps telling this kid, stay down, do this, go over here. And the kid does it, and then the kid gets scared, and the kid's like, holy shit. That was kind of the extent of it. And they did have a good relationship. I like the idea of this. You don't tend to see the protective father instincts between a man and a teenage boy.
Yeah.
And that, I would say, is the most original thing in this movie. And I really liked that, is that it's, he's like the age that his son would be.
Yeah.
And so I liked that idea. I liked that it wasn't, that they didn't make it like weird, and they didn't make it, it wasn't like a, like typically it would be like,
typically it would be a girl.
It typically, yeah, it would be a girl. Mm-hmm. And this, it's just like a teenage boy who's fucking going through puberty, doesn't know what the fuck is going on, and doesn't know how to fight, and doesn't know how to deal with this. So that dynamic is terrific, which makes me almost think that, like, I could have used less action, or more grounded action, then.
Yeah, I thought the action was pretty grounded.
We just discussed him swinging a man.
Yeah,
into
that's
another
true.
Man.
That's
yeah,
true. Like, decapitating one man with another man's body.
Yeah, I would have liked more tension, or something like that. I don't know. The action is good, obviously.
Well,
I thought
there was tension in the movie because the two guys, Hemsworth and the consigliere guy, you kind of don't know if they're safe, and it turns out that they super fucking aren't. They both die.
Yeah, they both die.
So I appreciated that there were actual stakes in the movie.
Yeah.
Which you don't normally get in, like you said, an average action movie. Well, presumably, yeah, the kid will live, but...
Well, that's why I also didn't appreciate that ending for that reason, when the movie's like, oh, is he still alive? And I was like, no. Like,
no, he's not.
Because when I started this movie, I was like, is this going to be like a series like The Bournes? Are they setting up a franchise? And then when they killed him, I was like, oh, cool. It's a one-shot deal. And then they bring him back at the end, and it was like, oh, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kill him. Kill the character. That's a very, like, coming from the Russo brothers, it's like, I've been waiting for them to kill people. And they finally did in the last Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, stay dead. Stay dead, Thor. You got shot in the neck and you fell off a bridge. You're dead, sir. That's how people die.
Stop it.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I just needed something to... I needed something more to pay attention to.
Well, that's... I mean, sure. Fair. I was delighted by this film.
Yeah.
I definitely think it's... Just the fact that it does... the more exciting brand of action that's popular right now, and that it does it so competently, makes it better than an average action movie for me.
But isn't that what an average action movie is, though?
I think an average action movie would quote the other movies, but not do it well.
Yeah. What are action movies that came out recently?
Oh. Bloodshot?
That's a good question. Oof.
Yeah, see, this is better than Bloodshot.
I think I'm gonna have to go ahead and say that I enjoyed Bloodshot more than this.
Sure.
Because Bloodshot was fucking weird.
It's a very weird movie, yeah.
Like, it stands out to me. This movie, Birds of Prey, I like the action in that. Because they got the John Wick people.
They got the John Wick guys, yeah.
Bad Boys for Life.
Yes. Bad Boys for Life was pretty good.
That's all this 2020. Like, again, nothing against this film, but I think I've seen many better action films recently. Hobbs and Shaw. I would argue that this is a better action film than Hobbs and Shaw. The Fast and the Furious is a good metric for this.
Well, those are basically superhero movies.
Yes, and that's what makes them... They're fun because the character shit is fun.
Yes.
But the action itself is boring because it's all CG.
It's all CG and it's very ridiculous. And that was my problem with Bloodshot. You know, as likable as Vin Diesel is and as trippy and weird as that premise is, all of the action was just CGI fist fights.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, all right.
But it kept me awake.
Sure.
Obviously, John Wick 3 is good. Six Underground, did not watch that.
Six Underground is a nightmare.
Yeah.
That is the most confusing movie I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm not going to see that.
I only watched the first half of it. I couldn't finish it. Like,
really? I told you, I got through 5 minutes.
Yeah. Max. Even like within the same scene, I didn't know where anyone was in relation to anyone else. I'm like, what the fuck is this movie?
It sounds like a real fucking mess.
It was a shocking mess because, you know, Michael Bay, for all of his faults, is usually pretty good at action. And then this movie's just a nightmare.
Let's see. I'm looking up other action movies. Rambo Last Blood, I didn't see.
I saw Rambo, yeah.
Alita Battle Angel. So here's my theory.
Mm-hmm.
I think that action has gotten very bad.
Yes.
And I think it's nice to see a competent action film, but I think in any other world, this movie wouldn't really stand out because it's definitely competent.
Yeah.
But like when you're looking at Six Underground and Alita Battle Angel and movies that like don't have
Terminator and
where the action isn't really stunts, like it's always nice to see a stunt movie and to see a movie done with action.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. But in a world where the John Wicks exist, it sort of made me go, well, I'll just watch one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Like if someone said, should I watch this film? My answer would be like, yeah. Or if you haven't seen the John Wicks, you know, or if you have and you just want that kind of movie, or Birds of Prey, if you haven't seen that yet. That had very good stunts.
Mm-hmm.
God, this list of action movies. We've had bad luck with action.
Yeah, we've had some very bad ones. And yeah, I agree that maybe in a world where shitty action wasn't the norm, this maybe wouldn't stand out as much, but we are in that world. Like, shitty action is the norm.
Remember Gemini Man?
Yes. Oh, God.
That wasn't a bad movie, but that was the problem. It was so fucking... It's all so average.
It was very fake and very bland.
Yeah.
It's an extremely bland
goddamn
movie.
Goddamn average.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yep.
It's fine.
So yeah, I think this is better than that. And it's free. If you have a Netflix subscription.
No, it's better than Gemini Man.
It's better than Gemini Man.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, I'm surprised I was able to talk about this movie for this long.
Yeah, you're really sandbagging me on this.
Well, no, what is there to talk about?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's my problem with this movie is that it starts with who is his friends at the beginning? It's Chris Hemsworth jumps into the water.
Yeah, with his two Australian drinking buddies.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I think they're just his drinking buddies.
I would have loved to see a whole movie of them hanging out.
Yeah. Make another Crocodile Dundee. Who gives a shit?
No, it should have been like, it should have been, okay, this should have been Hemsworth been like, I got to go extract something. And then the buddies are like, oh, we got one last night together. We got to make it. We got to make it count. And then they like take Hemsworth out on a night. Night mm-hmm. in the town, and then something happens. They black out, and when they wake up, Chris Hemsworth's got he's got like something sticking out of him,
mm-hmm.
and they have to extract it,
mm-hmm.
and that's what it's really about. He's got something in his butt.
Yeah, like I said,
right, like you said at the beginning. And then it's like a zany comedy where they have to pull this, I don't know, like a diamond. Mm-hmm. He's got a diamond in his butt. And they're like, where do we get the diamond? And then there are these guys who are like, that's my diamond. And they have to extract the diamond from Hemsworth. Uh-huh. Or they're gonna get it from the guy from his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to cut him open.
Yeah.
And then all the same action. And then Hemsworth gets shot in the neck. The end.
Yeah, and then as he dies, his bowels loosen and the diamond comes plopping out.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. they're like, woo, diamond. And like maybe the bad guy's already died, so like the two drinking buddies get the diamond, and then it ends with them like by a pool, and they're living a life, and there's like a golden statue of Hemsworth.
Yeah.
And we end on that.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. old Diamond Butt.
Yep.
Diamond Butt Hemsworth.
Old Diamond Butt Hemsworth.
There should still be a scene where he beats up children.
Oh, yeah. No, you said all the same action, so it would be virtually identical except for those huge sweeping changes we just suggested.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Virtually identical. Mm-hmm. Instead of, I mean, there wouldn't be that kid. He's not extracting the kid anymore. Why did the father, they kept saying the father was going to kill him?
No.
Oh, David Harbour said that. Right. That was his, why wouldn't the kid just go, did the kid go back to his father?
He went back home, and then they killed, what happened is they killed the rival drug dealer, like Hemsworth's people.
Right.
That lady, Nick, who
right.
shoots a helicopter out of the sky with a rocket launcher, and it's excellent.
Yeah, I could have used more of her. I couldn't tell if she was bad or not at first, or at one point. She says something like, I want the money now, or the kid's going to be floating in the river.
Yeah, I think that's the point, is you're not sure whether she's going to wind up helping or not.
Right. But were they going to kill the kid?
Theoretically, if they didn't get paid, they're mercenaries.
So she was like, Hemsworth, she was like, because I knew she was like, hey, Hemsworth, leave the kid.
Yeah.
But she was like saying like, yeah, this kid's going to fucking die.
Yeah.
I guess if he left the kid, he was going to die.
Right.
Yeah. And then they extract the kid, and do they get paid? Did anybody get paid?
I think they got paid the first half of the money, but that's it.
Oh, you know what? And now that Hemsworth is dead, that's mm-hmm. good money. You don't have to pay Hemsworth.
Yeah, he was probably a huge part of the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Since, you know, he did all the work.
It's a win-win. Everybody came out of it all right.
Yeah, everybody came out ahead.
Yeah. Oh, that guy executed that kid at the beginning. That was kind of neat.
He sure did. Yeah. Just shot him right in the face.
Friend. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's it. That's all I have.
Sure. I mean, that's, we don't need to keep trying to squeeze blood out of a stone, man.
Sure.
We can be done.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I can recommend this. It's fine. There's people have lots of time. So I don't know.
Yeah, I 100% recommend this. There's kind of, we're all stuck at home. We're all looking for things to watch.
Yeah, watch Devs first.
Yeah, sure. Definitely watch Devs. But if you just want to watch something, some people get beat up and shot and exploded, and you know, throw this on. It's free. If you already have a Netflix subscription, it's just right there.
Yeah, that's true. It is free. It's worth free. All right.
that's the poll quote that'll be on the poster. It's worth
it's
free.
Worth free. It's worth free.
No, I really liked this movie, so
yeah.
I think people should watch it. But that's just me.
I would have let myself fall asleep watching this movie, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I
definitely allowed myself to fall asleep during Mute, and you know what? Didn't affect my enjoyment of the film at all.
Yeah.
Didn't make that movie any worse.
That's a good nap. That's a good nap.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, you guys.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
You should check out, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. We have exclusive podcasts there like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman, and Fox Mulder is a Maniac. And if you want to, if you're bored, you could leave us a review on wherever you listen to this. I'm sure there's like a thing where you can like go down and you can give a number. Like they usually say, do you want one to five of these shapes that you want to attribute to this?
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick a number of shapes. And you type in words justifying the number of shapes that you left us. And you can do that. You can do that for us.
That's a thing you can do. It.
I'll read them. I read them sometimes late at night. Do you read them, Tom?
I print them out and roll around in them.
Oh, wow. That's such a good idea. I would print them out and eat them. So a part of me, like in Red Dragon.
Yeah. So we can become one.
Yeah.
I get them tattooed on my back, too, mm-hmm, just like mm-hmm. in Red Dragon.
Of course.
We also have a store, tpublic.com/store/gamefullyunemployed, where you can get T-shirts and stuff. Are we going to do masks? we were toying with the idea.
Right. We mentioned T-Public has like a mask thing where they give to like charity if we sell masks.
Yeah, it's like a 1-to-1, I think, if we sell a mask and they donate a mask, right? Isn't that how it works?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. We should look more into it.
It costs us nothing to do. Even if we didn't make anything off of it, it's like, fuck it, why not?
Yeah.
If they're donating masks, then sure, we can. I haven't done shit for this whole coronavirus thing.
Hey, no.
If anything, I've taken
from
society.
That's wrong. You're doing your part. You're self-isolating.
Yeah, that's true.
That's helping.
Yeah. That helps all the time. I'm helping society in general by keeping
out
of it.
Right, by just staying out of the sun. Nobody needs to see me right now.
Staying away from malls.
Nobody needs to see this horror show.